welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. I hope you're having an amazing week wherever you are in the world. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening to these episodes. Honestly, I get so much inspiration from you, and I just really hope that these episodes continue to serve you. I love recording them. I love talking about some key things that I know are helping some of my candidates and clients and teams. So I really, really hope they help you as well. So today I'm going to be talking about three strategies that will really help unlock your team's potential. So I was in a client meeting the other week, and we were talking about culture. We were talking about team performance, team motivation, and this sort of idea of like unlocking people's, unlocking success in your organization and really setting people up for success and really sort of setting people up to thrive within your business. And it got me really thinking about what could companies be doing? What could leaders be doing? What could organizations be doing? What could I be doing better as a business owner to really help set my people up for success? So I've wrote down just three simple things that I honestly believe if you implement them into the business will really help. And if you're not in a leadership position as of yet, but you are wanting to get ahead in your career, maybe these are things that you could suggest to your employer, to your leader, to your manager, to say, hey, look, I am really ready to take the next step in my career. And these are a few things that I think would really, really help me succeed, right? So be proactive in your career. Don't wait, until something comes to you. Let your manager know that's what you want. If you want that promotion, let them know. They're not mind readers. So we've got to be in the driver's seat of our own lives and of our own career. So this is for you if you're somebody who wants to get ahead. This is for you if you're leading a team or you're a business owner. So let's discuss them. Let's just have an open conversation today about the three strategies that I was discussing with a recent client. So the first one, and I think this is becoming more and more apparent and beneficial, especially in this new era that we're entering into, is really sort of creating that culture of continuous learning, constantly helping people upskill, relearn. This is going to be absolutely crucial if you want to keep your team engaged, retain your top people, and even attract great talent into your business. Because look, at the end of the day, good people want to work for great companies, but they want to also work for companies that are going to invest in their personal development, in their personal growth. I honestly believe progress equals happiness. So if you want a really great team of happy people, you want to set them up for success, right? You want to set them up to make sure that they always feel like they're growing within your organization. And perhaps in the business, if you're a small team, you know, maybe there's not that many opportunities to keep on stepping up. Maybe you've got quite a flat structure in your business, right? And there's not the, you know, the career ladder to climb. Well, that's okay, providing that you're giving your people opportunities to learn and still upskill. So a few ideas to think about is you could provide some online training. This is just simple, easy, something to implement like today, right? You could go on to LinkedIn Learning. They have got a suite of courses on there, from AI to emotional intelligence to sales, marketing, like you name it, personal branding. They have got courses for everyone, right? So that could be something you look into. Utilize that platform and offer it to your employees. So you could say, hey, look, we've just invested in LinkedIn Learning. It's open to every single person, and make it like almost like something that's set aside time within the week. Just say on a Thursday at 1 o'clock, you know, we're going to set aside a couple of hours for you to log on to this platform and do a training session, right? You could make it part of just the general work week, right? So you can sort of encourage people to learn within their working hours. And a rule of thumb that I like to really implement into our business at Seed Solutions is, look, 80% of the time, we're doing our jobs. We are filling requirements, taking briefs from clients. We're thinking about, you know, our next events. We're doing all these things, implementing new features into our offering. But 20% of the time, we also are learning. And this is within the working week. So we might be watching online seminars. We might be listening to podcasts. We might be reading. We might be logging into an online platform and really sort of immersing ourselves in a new topic. But this is what I encourage personally in my own business. It works really well. So thinking about that 80-20 rule. So constantly be learning and encouraging your team to do so. There's obviously plenty of other online platforms like Udemy. So that's sort of the online piece aside. Then, you know, in-person events, you could go to seminars. You know, if you've got a team that's really interested in developing their leadership skills or their emotional intelligence or learning more about artificial intelligence or whatever they're interested in, right? Like, this is where you really need to know your people, because every single person is an individual and they'll be open to learning different things. But that whole idea of constant learning and being that 1% better and really encouraging your team to go on that journey, I believe personally, if we really want to set up people up for success and unlock people's potential, this is absolutely crucial. So the underlying, I guess, tone that you want to have is that you really value them. You really value their growth. You value their, you know, their careers. You're taking it really seriously, and you're then offering opportunities for them to keep on progressing and growing and learning. That's what's going to keep your people engaged in your place of work. So that's absolutely crucial. Thinking about ways that you can invest in your people so people feel really seen, valued, and heard. And guess what? If they go away and they learn something new, they're going to offer more value into your business, which is fantastic. And then if you're somebody that's also going away and learning a new skill, you've got more value to give to the business, which means, guess what? When that promotion comes around or a pay rise is, pay reviews coming up, you're going to be sat there ready to take it. Because again, companies love it when people take a proactive approach. So whether you're an employee or an employer, this is absolutely crucial. The second piece that I also think is really important, we still sort of like on the topic of constant learning, is setting up lunch and learns. So this is actually something that we used to do a lot at Seed Solutions. We actually, if I'm honest, so we haven't done it in a little while. So it's something that I could definitely sort of bring back thinking about it, because what it actually really encouraged was that sort of real team collaboration, that team support, like everyone, like when someone stood up to speak in front of like the team and did a little PowerPoint presentation or something they've learned, like it really just sort of built that team morale, because everyone wanted to support one another and be like, that was amazing, that was awesome. You're also giving your people a chance to present as well, which is a really big skill, as we know, like presentation, communication skills. So you could set up monthly lunch and learns, and you could say, right, you know, We're thinking about doing a talk on the impact on AI, right? And you could say, who would like to do a bit of a lunch and learn? Who would like to go away and pull together some stats and some research and present to the group? And it doesn't have to be one person. It could be small teams. So you could section it off, if you've got a larger organization, into two people, three people, four people. And these, they could go away and put together a bit of presentation and say, at midday on Wednesday, we're going to be doing this presentation. It's on this. Come along with your lunch, and we're going to be doing this presentation. Honestly, these types of things in businesses, and it's not for everyone, that's okay. But for some people, these are the things that they absolutely love, right? Like when I'm speaking to candidates, like, you know, what do you love about your place of work? Oh, it's really like, you know, it's really growth focused, and I get to do this and I get to learn from other people in the team. So these are the sorts of, like, I guess, initiatives to run in your business if you want to retain, if you want to attract, and you really, again, want to keep unlocking people's potential. Because you might see somebody in a different light. given the opportunity, somebody could take, put their hands up and say, I'd love to do a lunch alone. I'd love to present on that topic. Give them the opportunity and make sure as well, here's a little tip, that it's not the same people was putting their hand up, right? You want to really encourage people who are a little bit more quiet and introverted to have their say and say, hey, look, Sandra, like, you know, I think you've got so much value to offer on this topic. Why don't you buddy up with Fred and you could run a lunch and learn together and just really encourage that team collaboration. It's such a beautiful way to bring people together and really encourage them to step outside their comfort zone a little bit. Because when people do step outside their comfort zone, they feel like they're progressing, their confidence builds. And again, courage builds confidence. So when you're putting people in these situations where they're given exposure to doing things that are a little bit uncomfortable, they will grow in their confidence and then they're going to enjoy their job so much more. And you know what? Probably end up being better at their job as well. So that's a really little good one as well. And I guess the final piece when we're sort of thinking about that sort of constant learning and growth opportunities is just really, you know, in your one-on-ones, understanding what people want to achieve and helping them achieve it, right? So if somebody's got some ambition to step up into a leadership role, team management role, whatever it might be, make sure that you can support them. Make sure that you're really listening and thinking about, okay, well, what could be some things that we could do to support you and get you to where you want to be? So these are just a few ideas when we think about unlocking our team's potential or things that you can offer in your business. And if you're an employee, again, make sure that, you know, you're putting your hands up for these opportunities. If your organization does already offer learning opportunities, if it has access to any sort of online learning, or there's an L&D budget, or if you see a talk that you really want to go to, ask if you can get involved in that. Like, you don't ask, you don't get, right? But just, again, make sure you're in the driver's seat in your own life. Keep on learning, keep on growing. And as a business, make sure you're giving people, your people, opportunities to do this. The second strategy for unlocking your team's potential is to really promote a collaborative and inclusive work environment. When people can show up and feel comfortable, feel like they can be themselves, at the end of the day, you're going to get the best out of that person. If people show up in your business feeling that they've got to put a mask on, not be true to who they are, act in ways that don't feel in alignment with their values, where they are not feeling like they're acting with integrity, you're going to start to have a very unhappy workforce. And I know, because I've been in this environment myself where I was in a very intense sales role and I was encouraged and sometimes even forced to do things that felt so out of alignment with my values and who I wanted to be. And it felt so wrong. And it honestly stifled my confidence, stifled my growth, and made me feel extremely uncomfortable. And I ended up leaving. So the more you can foster that inclusivity, that openness in your culture, the more your people are going to show up and do a great job. So I think that this is where it's really important to get your leadership on board. If you're a leader yourself, like, really be vulnerable, be open, be authentic, be true to you as a leader as well, because again, that filters down to every single person in the business, because people often look up, what are the leaders doing? What's the CEO doing? Right? Like, this is where the culture stems from, right? So it is really important to create that inclusivity, that fair working environment, and encourage people to come to work as themselves. I think the other piece as well is you want to have a workforce with different ideas and perspectives and backgrounds and viewpoints, because when we can all come to work every day with different things to add to the culture. I think this is a key piece that I always say to my clients. You don't just want people to come in and fit in. You want people who can add something to your culture, add something to your workforce, right? Because then that unlocks everybody else's creativity. It opens up opportunities for other people to speak up about things that they think could really contribute to the product and the business. So when you're hiring, have that lens of, we don't just want this person to come and fit in and agree with everything. We want this person to come in and add something to the culture, add a different viewpoint, right? And look around at your team right now, okay? Because I can guarantee your service and your product, you want to make sure your team is reflective of the people that you serve. So not every single business, like look at society as a whole. We are so diverse. Everyone's different. Everyone's unique, right? So if you just got a team that all looks and says the same thing, you're not going to innovate. You're not going to be creative. So if you really want to unlock your team's potential, have diverse voices, have diverse thoughts, have diverse viewpoints. That's not only going to be good for your team, but it's also going to be good for your company as a whole. And I know I do speak about this a lot, about diversity and stuff, but it's just so important. Honestly, like you don't just want people to come to work and just agree with each other. You want people to respectfully challenge one another to be better, to think differently, right? Like this is what creates great companies. And more as we evolve and adapt in this new way of working, diversity is going to become even more important because we've got to make sure that as we move into this next era of work, that we are not making this gap with gender, with other sort of diversity as a whole. We don't want to make this gap even bigger. We want to make sure that every single business is set up with that diversity lens in mind. So creating that sort of inclusive, fair work environment is absolutely key. So again, making sure that your team and your leaders are all set up. They've all been trained well. They are, you know, you're really sort of keeping an eye on the leaders in your business as well. If you're a leader yourself, making sure you're working on your unconscious bias and you're constantly checking in with yourself and showing up as your best version as well. Because this is what's going to be, again, creating that incredible workplace. Because when people feel seen, valued, and heard, they're going to come to work. They're going to do their best. They're going to do their best work. And your company is going to absolutely thrive. So that's absolutely crucial. Another piece that I think has also worked really well when I reflect on a couple of other of my clients is employee resource groups. These groups within the business have really helped people that are more introverted speak up. They've really helped with the culture because people come together with shared interests, with an open mind to learn something new. And these groups are then sort of really building out really, really good talking points. They are fostering that collaboration. It's really exciting to see businesses do this, right? And I'll give you an example. So Pam and I, we went into the 7-Eleven offices the other day and we did a talk to the women in tech at 7-Eleven. And we did it on how to accelerate your career. We've done one on imposter syndrome. And every time we've been in now three times, the same women show up. But those women that show up are starting to find their voice. They're starting to speak up. And it's really, really encouraging to see this. So pulling together these employee resource groups can really, really help, again, unlock your team's potential, foster collaboration, and encourage those more quiet, introverted people to find their voice within your organization as well in a really safe and inclusive space. So the final thing, if you really want to unlock your team's potential, is to constantly provide constructive feedback and also recognize achievements. Every single month in Seed Solutions, we do an end of month presentation. And it doesn't matter if it's been not a great month for sales, an average month for sales, or a fantastic month for sales. It gets done regardless. And what we'll do is we'll go through in the presentation. We'll talk about all of our wins, all of our achievements, what's gone well, what we need to improve upon. And at the end of the presentation, we will sit and we'll ask each other, what have we learnt this month? What have been some lessons? What do we want to achieve next month? What's going well? What are we winning at? And what's the one new skill or the one new thing we want to learn for next month, right? And what this does is it basically holds ourselves accountable. It helps us hold each other accountable. And it really helps to, I guess, have that mindset of growth, have that mindset of like, we all want to support each other. We all want to keep on getting better. But the only way we're going to do that is if we recognize where we're actually going wrong, the things that need to be improved upon, but also celebrating the milestones, celebrating the success. I honestly think when it comes to unlocking teams' potential and helping your people is always leading with praise over punishment. I think the old school ways of working when it comes to like culture and leadership with constant punishment. Like I remember having a one-to-one with my old boss years ago. And for every single thing, I was like, I went into that end of month feeling so positive because I was like, oh, I feel like I've had a really good month this month. And all they focused on was the one thing that I had made a slight mistake of that month. And I remember it so vividly because I went in feeling all upbeat, thinking I've had a really good month. I've done a really good job. And for literally an hour, they just drilled me on this one thing that I had made a mistake on. And it was honestly, it was so minor. I think I hadn't done enough references, right? Because I worked in a sales environment. We were all targeted on, you know, certain things. And one of the targets, one of my KPIs was I had to do 10 references or something a month, regardless if I had placed people or not. And I think I'd done 9 or 8 or something. And he literally just sat with me for an hour asking me over and over again, but what are you going to do? How are you going to, it was awful. It was such a terrible experience. So again, leading with punishment doesn't work. Right now, of course, sometimes we need to have candid conversations. Of course, we need to be having these honest one-on-ones, being like, look, you know, this isn't acceptable, or like, you know, this needs to get better. Like, we need to be having those conversations, but we also want to reward and really amplify the behaviors that we want to our team to have and encourage that. And look, I think honestly, for some people, it's like it has been a really, really tough few years. So coming together and celebrating your achievements as a team, you know, having some kind of way of like, you know, showcasing like somebody's done a good job within the organization, whether it's awards in house, whether it's an email sent out, just want to acknowledge that Johnny's done a fantastic job on this. And, you know, just acknowledging people's achievements with the organization, it creates a culture of people wanting to do their best, people wanting to show up in their best capacity, right? So these are all things that I really do encourage my clients to do within their business. Celebrate the achievements, lead with praise over punishment, and again, focusing on those milestones met. And learning. Look, at the end of the day, if your team aren't failing, if your team aren't making mistakes, something's going terribly wrong in the business. Like, you want your team to be making a few mistakes. You want your team to be creating a few failures, right? Because that's how you learn. Like, honestly, like, we're trying different things in our business all the time, right? Like, we're trying new ways of sourcing candidates. We're trying new marketing campaigns. We're trying lots of different things, right? But this is how we learn. This is how we grow. This is how we innovate. So if your team have never given the opportunity to fail, they're going to start thinking, oh, failure is a terrible thing. When actually failure is how we learn. It's how we move forward. It's how we innovate. It's how we create new products and services within the marketplace. So I'm not saying you go out and always try and fail. Of course not. You want to always try and achieve things. But if you fail, don't see it as, oh, that's a terrible thing. See it as a learning opportunity, see it as an opportunity for growth and innovation. And again, I think if you have that mindset as a business, you are going to unlock your team's potential because they're not then going to be afraid to take a few risks because they know they're not going to get punished at the end of the day if something doesn't go 100% according to plan, right? So These are just a few things to think about. If you really want to unlock your team's potential, invest in their growth, have a culture of continuous learning. Make sure your culture is fair and inclusive and people feel like they can show up as their true version of themselves and they are authentic, they're showing up with integrity, they're living in alignment with values of themselves and your company. And finally, celebrate those milestones and have a reward-based culture, have praise over punishment and constantly give feedback, constantly be a culture of learning and growing. And that is honestly how you are going to retain and attract the best talent on the marketplace and unlock your team's potential. So I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. As always, reach out to me. Let me know what you got from this episode. Let me know what your business is doing well right now. Let me know what you want me to talk about. If you're struggling with something right now, drop me a message on LinkedIn. I'm very active over there. Or, you know, send me an email, jump on Instagram. They're the sort of platforms that I hang out the most on. But thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I appreciate you. I'm so grateful for you. Please share this episode with a friend or a coworker or anyone that you feel would benefit from it. And if you have a moment, please leave me a review or a rating. It really helps to get the podcast out there. But thank you so much for listening today. I can't wait to talk to you again next week and have a fantastic week ahead. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.